Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The case against the Tops mass shooter was back in federal court Friday, and the defense argued it should be unconstitutional for Peyton Gendron to receive the death penalty because of his age. The public defenders representing Gendron say because the Tops mass shooter was 18 at the time of the attack, he should be exempt from the death penalty. WIVB reports the government argued against the evidentiary hearing, as well as the defense's push to drop the death penalty as a result of age. One prosecutor told Judge Lawrence Velardo this would be a Supreme Court issue because they made the ruling in the first place. Judge Velardo reserved his decision. It's unclear when we could get answers. Well, a nursing home in Orleans County with a checkered past is once again facing fines over improper care. The Villages of Orleans Health and Rehab Center in Albion was slapped with a total of over $80,000 in fines by state and federal regulators, first reported by the Buffalo News. It stems from an incident this past January where a patient at the Villages was wrongly given medication meant for another resident. The laundry list of meds included an antipsychotic drug, sleep aid, and cardiac medications. The patient had to be taken to the hospital where they were admitted for treatment. During an observation by state inspectors in the days following the incident, they reported a licensed practical nurse was pre-pouring medication into mostly non-labeled paper cups. The staff member was unable to identify what the drugs were to those state inspectors. Attorney General Tish James has an ongoing case against the owners of the Villages. One of Western New York's oldest cemeteries has completed preservation work of its property, made possible through a financial boost from Erie County. The all-volunteer-led Concordia Cemetery on Walden Avenue traces its roots back to the mid-1800s and needed a new roof for its original farmhouse and barn. They secured that through a $35,000 capital improvement grant to make the restoration happen from the county. A damaged wrought iron fence also needed work. County officials will join leaders from Concordia today to unveil the improvements. Native American Community Services of Erie and Niagara Counties is presenting a workshop in coordination with the Indigenous Health and Well-Being Program in Seneca Falls this Thursday through Sunday. Titled Fostering the Emergence of the Good Mind, the interactive educational series will help participants understand and engage in strategies and activities to help overcome the many residual challenges stemming from historical traumas impacting Native people and communities, such as residential boarding schools. The four-day-long event will also feature food, snacks, and social dancing, courtesy of the Newtown Singers. Tickets are free, and you can reserve them at brownpapertickets.com. Gas prices are mostly holding from last week locally and nationally. Around the country, a gallon of regular will cost you $3.08 on average, down just 1 cent from last Monday, according to AAA, but certainly lower than this time last year when the average was $3.32 nationwide. In Buffalo, price averages have dipped down to $3.21, down 2 cents from last week. Analysts point out prices are inching closer to dropping to under $3 for the first time since May of 2021.
The Bills ended Kansas City's perfect season. Two incredible football games were played in both the Section 6 championships and the Monsignor Martin playoffs. And the Toronto Argonauts are Grey Cup champions. I'm Jack Cruiser. This is The Scoreboard for Monday, November 18th.
This episode of The Scoreboard has been edited for length. The full version is available at WBFO.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 of the last 4 years, Bills fans saw their team's season come to an end at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not a surprise that fans downplayed the importance of this game all week, citing that a Buffalo win would only matter in the postseason. But after the Bills did come out with a 30-21 victory yesterday, ending Kansas City's perfect season, the sentiment is much different today. First and foremost, Josh Allen has solidified himself himself as the most impactful player in the National Football League. Yesterday, with a two-point lead late in the fourth quarter, the Bills chose to keep the offense on the field for fourth down and two. Allen proceeded to fight through a tackle to get the first down, but bulldozed his way past three more Chiefs in the following 20 yards, powering into the end zone for an emphatic touchdown. The extra point put Buffalo on top by two scores with just over 2 minutes left in the game. Allen ended the game with over 300 all-purpose yards, helping the Buffalo offense put up 30 points, the first team to accomplish this feat against the Chiefs all season. The defense did their job for Buffalo, bookending the game with an interception on Patrick Mahomes, with Taylor Rapp picking off KC's first pass and Terrell Bernard snagging the last pass of the game. This was the first time Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich played quote-unquote play-calling chess against Andy Reid and the Chiefs. With seven quarterback hits and two sacks, Mahomes was held under 200 yards versus Buffalo for the first time ever. Consider that checkmate for Babich in his first match versus the two-time defending champs. With the win, 9-2 Buffalo is now one game back of 9-1 Kansas City for the top seed in the AFC. The Bills have a bye next week and get some much-deserved rest and a chance for some of their injured offensive players to get that much healthier before taking on San Francisco when they return in 2 weeks' time. The Lancaster Legends won the Class AA Football Sectional Championship on Friday Night Lights, defeating the Jamestown Red and Green 28-21 in one of the best games Western New York has seen this season. Under the bright lights of Highmark Stadium, stars were born in black and red as Lancaster's two-way starter Justin Hartwig was the player of the game, with a game-high 189 receiving yards, plus in the final moments of the fourth quarter while defending the lead, Hartwig picked off Jamestown's Dominic Gonzalez in the red zone to seal the victory for the Legends. Senior quarterback Alex Krupa was also phenomenal, posting nearly 350 passing yards en route to setting a new single-season passing yards mark for the program. Krupa's classmate and top wide receiver John Gang was the feature in the second half, scoring the final three touchdowns for Lancaster while setting a program record for reception in a season. The Legends advance to the Far West Regional, where they will take on Section 5's Aquinas on Friday night at SUNY Brockport. Kickoff is set for 7:30. It had been a long 6 years since St. Joe's football defeated St. Francis, but Saturday afternoon, that streak came to an end. In the Monsignor Martin Athletic Association semifinal, the Marauders defeated the Red Raiders 23-20 in overtime. What an afternoon performance it was for St. Joe's freshman kicker Carter Petrie, who drilled three field goals and two extra points, lifting the Marauders to victory in Athol Springs. The Marauders are off to the championship game on Saturday, where they will meet their rival Canisius Crusaders. Earlier this season, Canisius won the home meeting 24-17 over the Marauders. Just yesterday, the Toronto Argonauts defeated the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 41-24 to claim the 111th Grey Cup. This has been The Scoreboard for Monday, November 18th. I'm Jack Cruiser for WBFO Sports.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.